from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Friday, May 22nd, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A dispute over seating at a kindergarten graduation resulted in an all-out brawl in Northwest Ohio. ONN's Dave Chudowski has the story.
A fight broke out at a Toledo kindergarten graduation. Police say an argument over seating turned into this all-out brawl at Queen Apostles School. According to police, a mom grabbed another woman's hair, then slammed her head against a chair. One woman was sent to the hospital. 28-year-old Jessica Anderson was arrested at the scene and is expected to appear in court today for felonious assault.
In Southwest Ohio, investigators have identified the man who died after a shooting that closed Interstate 71 for 3 hours yesterday. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
The shooting happened on 71 near Stewart Road near Kenwood, about 10 miles northeast of downtown Cincinnati. Police say 22-year-old Robert Lee Rothwell III was found shot inside a vehicle there. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office says two other people were with Rothwell inside the vehicle at the time. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports the shooting shut down the highway during Thursday's afternoon rush hour.
There's some new information regarding a fatal shooting Wednesday night on Cleveland's east side. Here's ONN's Jay Crawford.
According to Cleveland police, a 26-year-old man was shot after a verbal altercation involving several people. Police say a 22-year-old involved in the incident was an off-duty Cleveland police officer not acting in a law enforcement capacity. The department says, quote, "We are deeply concerned by the circumstances surrounding this incident and the actions of the individuals involved." The Cleveland Division of Police holds its members to a high standard both on and off duty. End quote. The investigation is ongoing.
Four people from Columbus are among eight who have been indicted for Medicaid fraud here in Ohio. ONN's Jeff Hogan has details.
Kimberly Henry is accused of billing for in-home services while her client was hospitalized for 4 months. Astashana McDonald and Diamond Tate were indicted on charges of forgery and theft from a person in a protected class for allegedly stealing money from a resident of a long-term care facility. Brian Otler is charged with theft from a person in a protected class and misuse of credit cards, accused of stealing from a relative who had dementia.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost announced the results of a statewide human trafficking crackdown called Operation Spring Cleaning. More from ONN's Brissa Bradfield.
The operation was a coordinated effort of dozens of agencies across the state. And here are the key numbers. 84 people have been charged with engaging or soliciting prostitution. 38 now face felony charges, including human trafficking. 43 victims were found and 15 search warrants were executed. Yo says they still need your help and asks that you call the statewide human trafficking hotline if you suspect anything.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol plans to step up enforcement and general presence this holiday weekend. ONN's Kristen McFarland reports with Lieutenant Bruce Nyheiser from OSHP.
Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start to summer, cookouts, road trips, and time with family and friends. But while a lot of people are celebrating, police are preparing for one of the most dangerous weekends of the year on Ohio roads. The Ohio Traffic Safety Office says 14 people were killed in crashes over Memorial Day weekend last year, and most of those crashes involved alcohol or drugs.
There is no reason for you to get behind the wheel impaired.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol says you should expect to see more troopers out this weekend.
And there's an unusual piece of real estate for sale east of Columbus. ONN's Colin Dorsey has more.
Central Ohio's famous Big Basket building is officially up for grabs. The iconic seven-story landmark in Newark just hit the market for a whopping $8.5 million, it could be yours. It sat vacant for years since Longaberger left in 2016, but offers plenty of space. Think of all the things that you could do with a giant basket. It's more than 180,000 square feet, sitting on 21 acres.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.